One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 23, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this.
This message on Asian flu comes as a special service from the makers of Anacin. No medicine can cure influenza, and only your doctor can determine whether you have it. But there are certain symptoms to warn you. If you have a fever, headache, sniffles, and general achy, knocked-out feeling, call your doctor and stay in bed until he gets there. In the meantime, to help relieve these symptoms promptly, start taking Anacin tablets. You see, Anacin reduces fever faster and more effectively than aspirin. Yes, Anacin is far more effective to break up a fever. What's more, Anacin gives better total effect in relieving pain than aspirin or aspirin with buffering added. This is because Anacin not only relieves pain, but also helps relieve nervous tension, depression, and leaves the patient comfortably relaxed. So when flu strikes, first call your doctor. Start taking Anacin, A-N-A-C-I-N, to relieve symptoms promptly. Anacin tablets. Anacin is a registered trademark of the Whitehall Pharmaceutical Company.
You wonder where the yellow went.
Special sale, save 27 cents on two giant tubes of Pepsodent.
Today, which concerns a housewarming. In Paul's studio at the top of the house, Joan Farnsworth is waiting for her Uncle Paul's return from the airport when her cousin Pinky comes up the stairs.
Was it hard, hard, tart and feathered and cherry dinner? Oh, hi, Joan.
Hello. Your mother was up here asking for you a moment ago.
What? Any phone calls?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't been here very long.
Well, make yourself at home. I've got to put on the concrete shirt. Dinner in Chinatown. Very eleganza. Hey, will you get it? If it's a guy named Lung Wan, I'm not home.
Well, where are you?
Nobody knows.
Hello?
Miss Farnsworth?
Oh, yes, Evelyn. It's for me, Pinky.
Okay.
Young man called again and said, would you please call him back?
Well, who was it, Evelyn?
Bruce. He says, and you know the number.
Zeppelin, I don't think I will call him back.
Oh, ma'am.
But if he should call again before I get home, tell him where I am, will you?
Yes, ma'am, if that's the way you want it.
Hey, Paul.
I'm afraid... Oh, hold on a minute. Grandmother, she isn't here. I'm afraid that's the way it has to be, Zeppelin. Are the children all right?
They're out walking with their grandfather.
Walking past the ice cream shop, I'll bet you.
Yes, ma'am, I bet you you're right.
Well, bye.
Yes, ma'am, bye.
Here's some fresh sheets for Paul.
Oh, come on in. I guess Aunt Hazel's over at the new house. She was loading up Grandfather's station wagon when I came in. Well, how are you, Grandmother?
I'm fine, really. Or I would be if your grandfather would only settle down. Spent the whole morning tinkering with the furnace over at Hazel's. Doesn't know the first thing about it, either.
Maybe he learned something.
And now he's gone off with the children and didn't wear a hat. Freezing out. Well, I hope Paul will be back soon. Have you waited long?
Grandmother, do you have to go?
No, of course not. But is it, Joan?
Well, I'm going to bring a young man here to meet you some evening soon.
Oh, good. That's wonderful. Who is he?
Bruce Conrad. He's a pilot for Uncle Paul's company. Have you heard about him?
I've heard rumors he existed, that's about all.
Oh, he's not Ross's type. He's... Oh, that's an odd way to put it, isn't it? What I mean is, so often when someone gets a divorce, you see them instantly going around with the same type of person they failed with before.
Mm.
Bruce was never dominated by his mother or anybody else.
We'd love to meet him.
Well, if I drop in with him, that's who it is.
Oh, how do I look?
My, that was fast, Pinky.
My, turn around. My London tailor made it when I was still rich.
It looks it, too. Oh, don't forget your mother wants to see you before you go.
Oh, yeah, I'll stop in at the new house. Well, here I go. Oh, say, Grandmother, a Chinese fellow named Lung Wan may call or drop in looking for me. Will you be sure not to mention bleak import to him? Don't say I've gone to work or that I'm living here or anything. Tell him as little as possible. Be polite, but vague.
Well, I'm always polite, I hope, and you make it easy for me to be vague.
Yeah, I'll explain everything someday. So long.
You know, I liked it much better when everybody knew Pinky's business. He's trying to be like Uncle Paul.
I know. Paul never tells you anything. But Pinky tells just enough to be tantalizing. Shall I get it? Yes? Why, yes, she's here. Yes, it's for you.
Oh, thanks. Hello?
Miss Farnsworth, he's here.
Zeppelin?
Yes, ma'am. He said you didn't call him back, so he came to see why not. He's sitting here in the living room.
You're talking about Mr. Conrad?
Yes, ma'am. He's here, talking to Mr. Barber Sr. They're getting along just fine, too. Oh, and the kids had ice cream.
Oh, dear. Well, all right, Zeppelin, I'm coming right away. I may drop in with Bruce even sooner than I expected.
If it's an opinion you want, your grandfather won't hesitate.
It isn't his opinion I need. It's yours. And after you've met him, I'll tell you why.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
Hey, friend, think this drum will do?
What's up?
Swift has found a new way to make all sweet margarine.
Oh?
And I'm announcing it with a big bass drum. Boom, boom, boom. Buy new all sweet.
Really now, Clifford?
Well, you gotta make noise today. Boom, boom, boom. Or nobody will hear your commercial.
Have you tasted new all sweet?
You're darn right I have. All sweet's now made with a natural flavor formula for the most delicate natural flavor ever.
Why not just say that? Try new all sweet because it's now made with a natural flavor formula for the most delicate natural flavor ever.
It won't work.
Clifford, you don't have to bang on a drum. Just ask women quietly to try new all sweet because it's now made with the natural flavor formula for the most delicate natural flavor ever.
Oh.
And right now, Swift will pay them 15 cents to try new all sweet. Details are on the package at their grocery.
Well, what'll I do with my big bass drum?
You'll wonder where the yellow went.
Special sale. Save 27 cents on two giant tubes of Pepsodent.
13 doors away at the vast McGregor house, which eventually, of course, will be known as the home of the Murrays, Hazel is measuring the large, unfurnished front hall.
Mom, want to see me?
Oh, Pinky, yes, come here.
Oh, this place looks bigger every time I see it.
That's because the carpeting had to be taken up. It simply fell apart. Come on in the den. I can't abide the echo. This room's always cozy. It's not quite as big as the living room in our apartment, but we'll probably live here to keep warm.
Yeah. I hope you're going to like it over here.
Dan wanted this house more than anything, so... Well, what I wanted to ask you... I can't seem to talk about the carpeting or the furnace without...
I know, Mom.
Such expense.
I know. I wish I still had my dough.
Oh, Dan says we can afford to re-carpet, but it's going to be several thousand. Well, anyhow, what I wanted you to do for me... You know, Cousin Consider asked me to drop in, so I did.
He's looking better, don't you think?
Oh, yes, infinitely. He was sitting up in his chair. Anyway, he said he'd heard about the furnace here, and he wanted to give us a real housewarming present. And,
that's all right, Mom.
And he couldn't
that's
think
right.
of anything more appropriate than a new furnace. The point is, we cannot accept it. In this vast old tomb of a house, to do it properly would cost $5,000 or $6,000. And Dan would be hurt if I told him I'd accepted any such gift. So I want you to explain to Phoebe. Make him understand. Can you?
Sure, Mom.
He's such a fool. I can't face furnace without breaking up.
I'll take care of it, Mom. Hello? Hello? Well, Grandfather's out there. I'll have to run along, Mom. Dinner in Chinatown, and I start my 8 to 5 tomorrow.
Here it is.
Hi, Grandfather. So long, Mom.
Here it is.
Goodbye, dear. Come in, Father.
Hazel, I want you to drop in at Jones with me. Young Mr. Bruce Conrad is there, one of Paul's straight-line pilots, and Johnny has fallen for him. Have you been crying?
I don't think I'd better go anywhere right now, Father. Not the way I look.
What's the trouble? Catching cold? Look here, I don't want to embarrass you and Daniel, but this place will freeze you people. You've got to have proper heating. Now, for a moving-in present, a housewarming, as it were. a housewarming. Why don't you let your mother and me provide a new heating plant? We'll do it over from stem to stern.
Oh.
Well, what brings this on?
Oh, Father, let's go home where we can talk.
More of the Barbers in just a moment.
One dime. One nickel. That's all it takes.
Takes for what?
Well, it takes just 15 cents to learn how X-Lax can help you toward your normal regularity. 15 cents is the price of the introductory size.
You know, I've heard about X-Lax since I was a kid. Never got around to trying it somehow.
Well, you should. X-Lax is America's largest selling laxative. It's the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight. You just take pleasant-tasting chocolated X-Lax at bedtime. It will not disturb your sleep. And it's so effective that the next morning you'll be well on your way toward your normal regularity. Seldom, if ever, will you need X-Lax the next day. So, when your system is irregular and you need a laxative, do what most people do. Take X-Lax. Take X-Lax today, feel better tomorrow. Remember, the introductory size costs just one dime and one nickel. Just 15 cents.
Later in the evening, Father Barber, standing with his back to the fireplace, expresses himself thus.
What is it, Henry?
I didn't say anything.
You were doing some heavy thinking.
What did you think of Joan's young man?
I'm going to answer that question when Joan asks.
Well, I like him. Yes, yes. Paul likes him. Johnny likes him. Tina. And Zephyr likes him. If you don't, you'll be in the minority.
I'm not going to get into an argument over nothing.
I get it. Hello? Oh, no, I'm not sure. I wasn't told. Yes, possibly. Well, call back. Yes, thank you.
Who in the world was that?
The Chinese asking for Petey. I didn't tell him much, did I?
You certainly didn't.
Yeah, I think he asked me to keep it vague. Yes, yes. With the kind of information he's been giving us lately, that is no trouble at all.
One Man Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. In Chapter 24, Book 129, Visitor from Ling Ling, China, Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.